From KRCB Public Radio, I'm Mark Prell with a California update. The mayors of California's largest cities are taking some positives away from a meeting with Governor Jerry Brown. Capital Public Radio's Bob Moffitt has more on Wednesday's meeting.
The mayors thanked the governor for expanding Medi-Cal and for a state budget that did not dip into local revenues. Mayor Miguel Pulido of Santa Ana says they may have also found common ground on the controversial enterprise zone tax credit.
He's talking about, you know, looking at specific cases where maybe we can consider high unemployment in certain areas within our cities and continue to have that as a tool for us versus just wiping the whole thing out.
The mayors and the governor agreed on the topic of levy protection, but not on the governor's Delta Water Plan, according to Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson.
We want to make sure everybody has water supply, which is important, but we've got to be represented on the boards and committees that are making these decisions, and that's not the case right now.
The mayors also talked about high-speed rail, pension reform, and the California Environmental Quality Act. In Sacramento, I'm Bob Moffitt.
California lawmakers and constitutional officers will be getting a pay raise later this year after seeing their salaries cut during the recession. The state's Citizens Compensation Committee voted Wednesday to give lawmakers a 5% salary increase. The commission had previously cut elected officials' pay by nearly 25% over the last 4 years. Former State Senator Gary Hart testified in a meeting in favor of the raise.
Due to term limits, legislative service is a career interrupter for strong candidates, and if you don't have an attractive and competitive salary, we lose many capable candidates.
California legislators are among the highest paid in the country. They earn a base salary of more than $90,000 with an extra $25,000 to $30,000 in per diem expense income. The governor currently makes more than $165,000, down from $212,000 before the recession. The pay increase goes into effect in September and does not impact the state's general fund. That's the KRCB California update. I'm Mark Prell.